I'm going to talk about the who, what, where, and why of title standards to start with, just to get a feel for how many people have used the Texas title standards. That's more than I thought. That's good. How about used them in the last 6 months? Less. Okay. I'm here to tell you that the Texas title examination standards are not just for title examination, but they're really helpful to any oil and gas practitioner who is going to draft any kind of a conveyance. It's also helpful to people in the real estate section who are going to draft conveyances. So it's an important part of the oil and gas practice in Texas. Now, when I started doing title examination almost, 39 years ago, the idea was there were no title standards, and you learned about doing titles by being an apprentice. When I was at Texas Oil and Gas, I was apprenticed to a more experienced attorney, and then I was let loose to approve title to a whole bunch of wells. It was kind of an exciting experience. You sit there with the district manager and the rest of the people, and they say, well, are we ready to drill? And you say, yes. And then they go and spend money. Then I went to Cotton Bledsoe, and I was mentored by Bob Bledsoe, Bill Cotton, who had been examining title since 1959 when I went there. And that's how you learned about title examination. Now, what we've done now is we've created the title standards. They've been available in other states. Oklahoma has probably the most developed set of title standards. But we finally got around to doing it in Texas. Why do we have them? Well, there's a whole bunch of things that can happen in title. And what we're trying to do is to alleviate disagreements between title examiners about problems that come up regularly in title examination.